علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the issue or the phenomenon of prophethood. And we were saying that we were discussing about the socio-political or socio-economic class to which the prophets and messengers belonged. Before they, you know, came out to be prophets, before they announced their prophethood, or during their announcing their prophethood, and in due course of this discussion, we came to ask a few questions, and we say that do they belong to the rich class or the bourgeoisies, let's say, do they belong to the poor class or the weak class? Which class do they belong to in terms of the socio-economic status? Are they part of the, let's say, the royal families that existed in the past? And this is a question that is very important for us, because, as we say, these are those people who started off socio-political and economic changes in the world. Like, if you look at the major major people in history that created a great change in the society were the messengers and the prophets. So it is important for us to analyze, firstly, what socio-political class they belong to. And for that, we say we will concentrate on some of the sermons of Nahjul Balagha, and one of them being the 192nd sermon, which is also known as the Sermon of Qasi'ah.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the topic of prophethood, and we want to analyze the idea of the socio-political class to which the prophets belong to. And we will take inspiration from this sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about certain states or certain state of affairs of the messengers and the prophets, how they were, how did they carry themselves, and what attitude they had, which will give us an idea as to what socio-political class, socio-economic class they belong to. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَلَوْ رَخَّصَ اللَّهُ فِي الْكِبَرِ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ لَرَخَّصَ فِيهِ لِخَاصَّةِ أَنْبِيَائِهِ وَأُولِيَائِهِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have allowed any group of people to be proud, He would have allowed the messengers and the awliya to be proud. وَلَكِنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ كَرَّهَ إِلَيْهِمُ التَّكَابُرُ But glory be to Allah, He made it detestable for those who are prophets and messengers. Like the prophets and messengers have been created in a way that they detest pride. وَرَضِيَ لَهُمْ التَّوَاضُعُ Then they are pleased with being humble and lowering themselves to others. فَأَلْصَقُوا بِالْأَرْضِ خُدُودَهُمْ وَعَفَّرُوا فِي التُّرَابِ وُجُوهَهُمْ So they were such that they would place their face on the earth, their cheeks on the earth, and they would, kind of spread the dust of the earth on their faces. وَخَفَضُوا أَجْنِحَتَهُمْ للمؤمنين. And they lowered their wings towards the believers. In other words, they lowered themselves, they humbled themselves towards the believers. وَكَانُوا أَقْوَامًا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ And they were a group of people that belonged to the lower class of the society. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ They were a group of people that were amongst the lower class of the society. So we notice that Imam Ali alayhi salam is now talking about this class, this socio-political class, this socio-economic class that the messengers were, and they were amongst the people that were of the lower class, means the hungry people, those who are in the state of hunger, those who didn't have a very good economic status and all that. Inshallah, we shall continue in the coming segment.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we saw that in Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the messengers belonged to the lower class of the society. That means the weaker class, the economically, you can say, less fortunate class of the community, of the society. And we say that they humbled themselves in front of others. They were not proud. They disliked pride. Though Allah would have allowed them to be proud. If Allah would have allowed anyone to be proud apart from almost whole of His creation, He would have allowed the messengers. But they disliked it. Allah created them in a way that they loved to humble themselves, and they didn't like self-indulgence and, selfishness and worshipping themselves and only their own feelings and their own desires. Rather, they were a group of people that had given themselves for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were tested with servitude, and they hated pride and that idea of being above others. They hated that. This is how the messengers were, and they were in that lower class. And they would spend their lives with those people who would be downtrodden, who would suffer under the hands of the oppressors. They were in that class. Not that they accepted the oppression, but they were in that class basically, and they had the right attitude in all of this. Like although they would be in that lower class, that doesn't mean they would be ignorant or they would be lacking values or cultural refinement. No, they had all of that, but only that they belonged to that class in the economic and social sense. And there was a reason behind that, inshallah, that we shall discuss in the coming sessions. That position that they were in, the mustadhafin as they call that level, the lower class of the people, was necessary for them to bring about this great political, social, and economic change in the people of the world. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو ب وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه